You're listening to English Flash on Fire podcast, a free podcast for the busy English language learners. Learn English no matter how busy you are. For more information or to volunteer, please visit efonfire.com. Hello everyone, I'm Noah. Today I'm going to talk about the part 3 of the collocation series. So this episode is called Collocations Part 3. In this episode, you will learn collocations such as cross one's mind, cut it out, and collocations with get. Before I introduce to you the collocations, you may ask why I'm having this collocation series. I believe that when you learn collocations, you will become fluent and accurate in English quickly. Now let's dive into the collocations. The collocations that you will hear in a dialogue are to get married, to be married to someone, cross one's mind, and finally cut it out. Please observe how these collocations are used and try to guess the meaning of each collocation. The situation goes like this. While Mary is sitting on a bench in the park, she noticed Noe passing by. The moment she sees him, she calls his attention. Now let's listen to the dialogue.
Noe, hi! How have you been? I haven't seen you in years.
Oh, Mary! Hi! Long time no see! I'm fine. How about you?
I'm great. Are you still single?
Yes!
You are already 35. When are you going to get married?
I don't have any plans yet since I don't have a girlfriend.
Maybe because you have a very high standard. Have you ever thought of marrying your best friend?
No, not at all.
No way! It has never crossed my mind.
To be married to my best friend? Oh no! Why are you thinking about that? Maybe I'm still enjoying my singleness.
Why not? Your best friend is pretty and attractive.
Just cut it out, Mary. I don't like to hear it anymore.
Okay, I'm just making fun of you.
Is that your husband over there?
Yes, his name is Jeff. I'll introduce you to him when he comes over.
When did you get married?
Last June.
Really? Wow, congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's now discuss each collocation. What does each collocation mean and how to use each one? Did you try to guess the meaning of each collocation? Were you able to take note of how each collocation is used? Okay, let's see. I'm going to give you some examples and the meaning of each collocation. First, to get married. When we use this collocation, it makes us think of a wedding. For example, I got married last year. Now we are expecting a baby soon. Next example. Let's get married as soon as possible. Now let's move on to the second collocation, to be married to someone. We use this collocation when we want to show to whom someone is married to. For example, I don't like my daughter to get married to a person who doesn't have a job. Next example. Am I so bad that I'm being married to a drug addict? Fourth, cross one's mind. This expression is often used in negative sentences. You use this expression when you think of something or someone in a short time. For example, many times it had crossed my mind to check on the car, but I never actually did it. Next example. Why didn't you inform me? The thought did cross my mind while I was having lunch, but then I forgot all about it. And finally, cut it out. When you use this expression, you ask someone to stop doing what he's doing. For example, come on, cut it out. We will get into trouble if you keep on making fun of him. Next example. Excuse me, would you mind to stop making noise? Please cut it out. I can't concentrate. Okay, that's all for today. You may visit our Facebook page to write an example sentence for each collocation that you've learned today and let us see if you can use them correctly. Other fans are excited to hear from you. If you know some collocations with get, visit our Facebook page to share what you know and get involved in the discussions with other fans. Thank you and I hope you learned something. This is Noah and no matter how busy you are, you can still find time to learn English. Until next time, bye!
Tell us what you think about today's episode. You can listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and do the English speaking, listening, reading, and writing tasks, grammar exercises, and vocabulary activities at efonfire.com. You can leave a comment on our website or on our Facebook page. Just search English Flash on Fire. We would love to hear from you. We hope you can join us again for the next episode. Goodbye.